When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses, or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. We bring the wholesale directly to the public. Call us today, 805-604-1568, or visit us online at www.surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA will help make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here this morning, starting your day in a positive way. I hope that you joined us from our 6 to 7, and then, of course, now is our 7 to 8. We've got a full studio, and we've got lots more to share with you. And again, thank you so much for starting your day in a positive way. Sherry, how's it going?
I am fantastic. I just can't get over the quote from earlier today. And
say it again, because it's...
I don't want to spend another minute away from myself.
Isn't that perfect?
I just thought that was so sweet.
Yeah.
So
kind of like we had another guest, fall in love with yourself, right?
Yeah, right.
In love with yourself.
Right. Have a love affair with
have
yourself.
Yeah, there you go. Anyways, Tom, how's it going?
Everything's good over here, Kim.
All
beautiful
right.
Day, great morning.
I know.
And we're going to get up to the 90s again.
There you go. Well, we have a really great show for you today. And, of course, in our studio, we've got Camarillo Yoga Center here. And we've got Audrey Walzer. And I'm so glad to have you here. We've all heard about you. And I can't wait to. We sent tons of people there. And I know that you are like, you got tons of stuff going on, but thank you so much for being here.
I'm thrilled to be here, Kim.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit of everybody where you are at and all that.
Sure. We're at 5800 Santa Rosa Road, so just over the grade. And I have been in that Santa Rosa Plaza for about 15 years now.
That's a long time.
That's a great long time.
People know you. I mean, you are a staple out there, so it's perfect.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be there. It's a wonderful community, and getting to know people from other communities as they come in, too.
Yeah, well, good. I'm so glad that you're here, and we're going to be talking with Audrey and finding out a little bit about, yoga and mindfulness and really just how you can enhance your life by all the things that Audrey does at the Camarillo Yoga Center. So thank you again. We have a great show for you today, and, of course, we always have lots of giveaways. And the phone number here is 805-419-0008. And we are going to be talking with a few different people. We've got Dave Nasani. I hope I can get this right. Nasani, is that right, Dave? Dave, are you there?
That That is correct.
Oh, perfect. Okay. And Dave is, he's got actually a radio show too, but he's a caregiver, and he is the caregivers of the caregiver. And he's got a book that he just came out with. It's One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words of Overcoming Unbelievable Hardships. And so we're going to be talking with Dave, and then we're going to be talking with J.R. Ford, and he is from Winchester's Grill and Saloon, and they've got a wine-making dinner that's coming up. And so we got lots of stuff that we're going to be talking about here on The Brighter Side of Life on the Kim Pagano Show. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us, our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Tom, do you want to talk about all of our giveaways?
And we have some great prizes for this morning. Let's start off with a $25 gift card for Mission Oaks Cafe, gift certificate there. Lazy Dog Cafe, excellent place for families, $25 gift certificate for the Lazy Dog. The California Strawberry Festival is happening on May 16th and 17th. Kim has four packs to that. Easter on the Farm, admission tickets at Underwood Family Farms in Moore Park, another excellent place for the whole family. Catch Me If You Can, you know the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio. He starred in that with Christopher Walken, and we have that as a play at the Simi Valley Cultural Arts Center. You're going to love it. That runs through April 5th. How about the 40th annual Caneo Valley Home Remodeling and Gourmet Food Truck event? That is happening for April 18th and 19th at the Westlake Hyatt Plaza. Rotary Clubs of Thousand Oaks and Caneo Valley are presenting the 39th annual Chili Cook-Off and Classic Car Show. That's Saturday, April 25th. Admission tickets to that. We have more plays at the Caneo Players Theater. How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying through April 12th. And Ronald Reagan Presidential Library, a beautiful place to visit, especially with weather like this in Simi Valley. The Ultimate Car Exhibit runs all the way through May 1st.
There you go. And I always want to remind you, anything that I do promote on my show is all about my favorites. That's what I'm really passionate about, all of our guests on our show. It's all about the brighter side, anything that can enhance our life. And I want to start off with a $25 gift certificate to Mission Oaks Cafe, one of my favorites. They actually just started a couple new things, and they're growing like leaps and bounds right around the corner from Camarillo Yoga Center. And Tuesdays are Tamale Tuesdays. And then also we've got another wine pairing dinner, and that's Thursday, April 23rd. And it's a five-course meal. You're not going to want to miss it. I went to the first one. It was amazing. And then for any of your ones that are maybe not so into wine, we've also got a beer pairing dinner, and that's going to be May 7th. So again, that is over at Mission Oaks Cafe, and that's right over in Camarillo. And again, we'd love to give away a $25 gift certificate. So again, the phone number here, 419-0008, 419-0008. And again, I want to tell you that they have live music there every Saturday from 7 to 9:30. So it's a great place. They're growing leaps and bounds, and they're all about, really good food. And so I definitely go check it out. All right, well, let's get started with our show. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'm so glad that you're here. I do want to remind you of our 6 to 7, 7 to 8, and then again from 2 to 3. And our first guest, Dave Nassani. Dave, are you there?
Yes.
How are you?
Thank you for having me on the show.
You're welcome. So tell us a little bit about your story and how giving support to all these caregivers is kind of your passion.
Well, I was just a normal guy 40 years ago, got married, storybook relationship, fell in love, had 20 beautiful years with my wife, 3 kids, 7 grandchildren. And then one day, my wife had a headache, the headache of her life, lasted 3 days. And she was going to go to a doctor, but then it started getting better. And then on the fourth day, she had this stroke. Half her body started slouching. We rushed her to the hospital. And unfortunately, it was the wrong hospital because they didn't have the equipment necessary to give her that clot-busting drug for that blood clot that was stuck in her carotid artery. So there's only a 3-hour window if you have a stroke. Everybody remember that. You got to get them to the hospital within 3 hours or serious brain damage can occur. Mm. So her brain damage consisted, every stroke is different. Hers consisted of losing her speech, the language part of her brain. So she can't really remember how to form the tongue and the mouth and the lips to say the words that she wants to say. She knows what she wants to say, but she just can't spit them out. It's like a stutterer almost. Mm. And then it affects writing too, everything going out. So,
and how old is your wife, Dave?
She was 52 when she had her stroke, and now she is 71.
Wow.
But she's a very, very young 71. I mean, people who look at her.
And on our pre-interview, you kind of classified her between Wonder Woman and and what?
She's a cross between Martha Stewart and Wonder Woman.
You know,
all of her life.
Wow.
Type A personality.
You know,
I mean, this.
I take this as just such a warning for all of us. You know, and. Just, you know, sometimes we think that life is life, and then this happens. And I honor you as a husband and as a caretaker. And I just thought it was so prevalent to bring you on to share this with all of our listeners.
And
this is truly the brighter side.
We can't see her. We can't see you. So what are her needs presently? What is it you do? What does it mean to caregive her?
Well, since I am the caregiver's caregiver, I have my own radio show to caregivers on every spectrum, people caring for cancer victims, autism, stroke, I mean, you name it, whatever, elderly, Alzheimer's, dementia. And the stories that I hear from these people, who many of them feel like they're in caregiver prison, like their life has been snatched from them and they're miserable and they're depressed. I mean, they are in the grief process. You know, you think about the care receiver being in a grief process because they're the ones who have the disability. But what about the caregiver who has now put their life on hold? Many of them had to leave their jobs. Many of them are just now full-time caregivers, and that doesn't bring in any income.
Dave,
and so they're the ones.
How do you find your passion? I mean, to continue on, to give all these people, all these other caregivers.
I don't know. I think most of my life, I have been a counselor. Even as a young person, all of my friends, my teenage friends, would come to me with their problems about their boyfriend, girlfriend, and wisdom just seemed so easy for me. And I would just give them my wisdom. And it was great advice, and the ones who took it benefited, and the ones who didn't suffered, unfortunately. A friend of mine bought me a shirt that says, I'm right 97% of the time. Who cares about the other 4%?
Does your wife have memory impairment?
No. Fortunately, everything coming in has not been damaged. In other words, she can understand very well, and she can read. But everything going out has been tweaked. And her memory, unfortunately, is better than mine. I say unfortunately because
as
I can't even.
Yeah, I get that.
So
yeah.
How do you communicate with each other?
Great question.
Well, believe it or not, communication is 85% nonverbal, even with you and I. I know that's hard to believe because we're on the radio right now. But most communication, 85% is tonality. It's not what we say, but how we say it.
I would agree with you.
Eye contact, it's gestures, it's that look across the room, you know, that you give your kids or your spouse, and they know exactly how much trouble they're in just by the way you furrow your eyebrows or whatever.
That's why texting, I think, is so dangerous. I know it's off topic a little bit, but, you know, I've had more issues texting with people that they don't understand what I'm trying to say, and I don't understand what they're trying to say. So you're absolutely, I agree.
That's
you're
perfect.
A lot in the translation, yes.
But so, Dave,
but I've seen her.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say I've seen her in a restaurant while we're waiting for a table, and an elderly man will come up and just start a conversation with her, and she'll just smile, and she knows about a dozen sounds and words. I mean, she knows my name, Dave. She knows yes and no. And she can say, you know, she can do a lot of sounds that you and I do that mean words. So she can fake it pretty good. And I'll look over there 20 minutes later, and they're still talking and laughing and touching each other. And he does not know that she can't talk. So hopefully that answers your question on how you communicate. Now, I don't get it all. I get about 80%. The other 20%, we just have to be very frustrated and say, maybe tomorrow we can get it. It's like playing charades and Pictionary, two games which I really hate.
Dave, what are we going to find in your book, One Arm, One Leg, 100 Words, Overcoming Unbelievable Hardships? And why that name?
Well, if we haven't figured it out yet, she only has use of one arm and use of one leg because she was also paralyzed on her right side. That's what happens when you have a stroke. It affects half of your body. And so the 100 words, one day we just added up every word we've ever heard her say. And believe it or not, she knows 100 words.
Unfortunately, you just gave me chills, you know? Wow. I was so inspired.
But unfortunately, she cannot use 100 words at will. If she's lucky, you know, she might be able to use maybe only 10 words at a time. The others are hidden in her mind somewhere, like you and I, you know, are trying to find a word and we can't really put our hand on it. That's what I mean. They're filed away, safe somewhere, but not always on her lips.
Did you learn any of, I mean, about how to prevent stroke? What things people can do? Because I know it's...
Absolutely. In fact, I've had so many guests on my radio show that I said, oh my gosh, if I'd have known this before her stroke, she would be normal today.
Give us
those
tips.
Number one...
Please, Dave, give us those tips because I think that is really about, you know, sharing that message. And I think that's so important. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are starting your day in a positive way. And we're talking with Dave Nassani. We're talking about caregivers and how, you know, the caregiver of a caregiver. I mean, where does it, how do you keep that, your spirit up, your, you know, that mental capacity? And that's what it's all about. There's so many of us that maybe don't even know that we are caretakers or that we're going to be a caretaker. Maybe it's a child that has special needs or a disability or, you know, there's just so many levels. And I just thought this was such an amazing topic. And thank you so much for being a guest on the Kemp Gonder Show, Dave.
My pleasure. Yeah, one of our guests was a caregiver who teaches how to survive the loss of a pet. Because so many people don't realize when your pet dies, it's even worse than a person dies sometimes, especially if the pet, just think about it, that pet gives you 100% unconditional love, never judges, is always there, is so excited when you get home. Oh my gosh, you're home, you know.
Right.
And how many humans can we say about humans to treat us that way? Usually you're lucky if you get you're back. Hi.
Right. No question.
So tip.
Tip, please. Yes.
Tip. First thing I learned is you must take control of your own health care. The circus started when the paramedics arrived at the door and they said, yes, she has a stroke. Where do you want us to take her? The number one most important question that I was asked when all this started that I gave the wrong answer to.
Is,
I don't know. Where would you take your wife if she was having a stroke?
Right.
Well, they both looked at each other and said, well, let's take her to the closest hospital. In our case, the closest hospital was this rinky-dink medical private hospital, and it was small, and it later closed for too many lawsuits against it. When just 10 minutes further, they could have gone to St. Joseph Medical Center, fully equipped. So don't always listen to the paramedics. Trust your instincts. I mean, you need to get on the internet. There's no excuse today. Back in 1996, we didn't really have an internet. And we didn't have the resources that we have today. But you need to do research. You know, what is a stroke? What are the signs of stroke? What is a heart attack? What are the signs of heart attack?
You know, right. Be your own advocate again. I mean, I think that's
right.
So important.
Right. So if I'd have known that, I would have said, well, I want her taken to the finest medical center in Burbank, St. Joseph. And I don't care what your policy is about the closest hospital. If they would have argued with me, I would have argued back with them. Don't be afraid to argue with paramedics or doctors or hospital administrators. I mean, they're not the ones who are going to suffer with a wife if she has a stroke, for example. You're the guy. So you got to be out there. And if you're not assertive, if you're kind of timid, get over it.
But what about health? You know, I mean, we're going to have a yoga expert on, but what about some health tips, the things that we can do for ourselves to avoid stroke?
Obviously, the first, even before the paramedics came, you have a headache. Well, we didn't know that headaches are a sign of that you could be having a stroke. I mean, people get headaches all the time, right? People get migraines. Don't, I'm not saying be a hypochondriac and go to the ER every time you have a little ache or pain, but, you know, when you have a headache for 2 or 3 days,
it
could be serious.
Yeah, you need to take some, yeah, definitely. What are the
In our case, it was a holiday weekend, and we don't want to go there. It's a weekend. Go anyway.
Right.
Some of the other things is when you get to the hospital, let's say it's already happened, you need to,
there's
today,
a
like
shot,
said,
right? You have to have the shot within 3 hours?
It's a blood thinner shot, and what it does is it greatly reduces your the thickness of your blood immediately, so that whatever clot is in there will be freed away. Now they do a CAT scan first to make sure that it's not a bleed, because there's two kinds of strokes: there's a bleed and there's a clot.
Correct.
And if it's a bleed, they cannot give you this because you'll bleed to death, obviously.
Correct. You know, so those are some of the things, yeah.
But just your health, you know, you want to eat good. You want to eat a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruits. You want to just, you know, not be overweight, and watch your cholesterol, and watch, you know, all of just the common sense thing. But, you know, there's no guarantee that doing everything right and being the perfectly fit. I mean, back in the 70s, there was this runner, I forgot what his name is, but no one was in better shape than this guy, and he died of a heart attack. So, mm-hmm. I mean, sometimes you do everything you can do, and it still happens. But there's no excuse, because the high risk group is when you don't do all of that.
There you go, Dave. You know what? We got to take a break, and I want to talk to you again. I thank you so much for being a part of our show, and just what a positive message you are. Really, an
inspiration. What a need. You're feeling such a need out there.
Yeah, you really are. And so, where do people find your book, first of all?
Well, go to my website. Everything is on the website, and the website name is DaveTheCaregiversCaregiver.com. But I have a shorter name that's easier to write down. It's just Dave Nass, the first four letters of my last name, Nancy, Apple, Sam, DaveNass.com. Everything is on there, the radio show, the places to buy the book, my blog, links to my Facebook page. It's all there.
Perfect. Dave, so nice to talk with you. I can't wait to hear the rest
thank
of your
you.
Story. And thank you for being a part of our show today, The Brighter Side of Life. And you really are. You are an inspiration to all of the husbands and families out there, because, you know, you want to make sure that your partner is going to be with you no matter what, through thick and thin. And your wife is a lucky lady.
Well, I'm a lucky man.
There you
go.
I love it. Dave, we're going to talk soon, and thanks again for being here today.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
All right. All right, we are going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Audrey and Audrey Walzer, and she is from Camarillo Yoga Center. And at Camarillo Yoga Center, all her students range from all ages, right? We're going to talk a little bit about that. But she says 5 weeks, right? You have little babies.
5 weeks.
To infants. 96 years old, and all shapes and sizes. So there's like no reason that we can't do yoga. And so I want to definitely give out your website, and that's www.camarilloyoga.com. And there's tons of more information on there. Of course, she's on all of our newsletters, and she is really, this is just a perfect lead-in to really taking care of your body and really honoring your body, your soul, and your mind. And so stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Let's do one more giveaway right now. How about Lazy Dog? It's another one of my favorite. You can take your furry friends there. And they've got the best edamames. There's just all these great things there. So,
you love your edamame.
I do. I love
garlic
those.
Edamame.
I know, my garlic edamame. Exactly. So, anyways, these are all my favorite little things that I can share with all of our listeners there. So again, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And that is for a $25 Lazy Dog gift certificate. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I can see clearly now. All obstacles.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
MJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
Hi, Allison Ross here from the Center for Eating Recovery to tell you the real reason why your last weight loss attempt didn't work. Diets offer food advice, but leave us to battle overwhelming food cravings that sabotage the effort. We help you to break free from the vicious yo-yo dieting cycle. As a psychotherapist specializing in eating, I have developed an 8-week course called Hunger Balance that works at the root of the problem. Our therapeutic approach will release your mind from the craving state, break your emotional dependence on food, and make it easy to make healthy choices. Listeners of The Kim Pagano Show get $100 off when you register for a course. Call us at 818-836-4600 or visit us at centerforeatingrecovery.com.
Pagano Show, finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Brighter Side of Life on the 805. That's where we're talking from, and the Kim Pagano Show. And I'm so glad that you are all here with us. And again, our next guest, who is in the studio with us, Audrey Walzer, and she's going to be joining us. She actually is the owner of Camarillo Yoga Center. And you've actually been voted Ventura's County's best, right? 2012, 13, and 14.
And 11.
And 11. Oh, did I miss one? Okay, I didn't have the 11. Oh, yeah, 11 through. Okay, so perfect. And also yoga teacher, right?
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, that's, I mean, it's a big thing. It's, you know, it's funny. We hope that we win the next one. We're out there too, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I voted for you.
Well, thank you. I voted for you too. So that's awesome. And, but you know, I love that you have such a passion for yoga. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started.
Sure. Well, I've taught movement all my life. I started teaching ice skating when I was 12 because when you grow up in Canada, you grow up with ice skates on your feet. So started ice skating and dancing when I was 3 and taught dance. I worked with the Canadian Olympic gymnastics team. So I've been teaching athletes all my life, and being a dancer and an athlete, I found when I came to yoga that it was really, really strange. Because yoga didn't ask me to perform, it didn't ask me to win, didn't ask me to entertain anybody, and I really felt a little lost. But what I did know was that I had a lot of injuries, had a lot of back pain, and yoga helped me relieve all of that back pain.
Wow.
And so then I promptly did really, really hard yoga and hurt my body again. So I had to kind of get put down a little bit and realize that yoga was not about achieving, was not about performing, wasn't about being the best. And when I started to really understand that yoga was a way for me to be with myself without quantification, without measuring, then it took on a whole new meaning in my life.
That's a great point. You know, my daughter, highly successful publicist, you know, high-powered position, she loves yoga. Mm-hmm. And she isn't the most mindful person, but I can see the difference when she
My daughter
is
really into yoga, too. Sure. She even did it in her room, you know, where she had her own, because her schedule started to be so busy that she's like, I have to make time to do
and
this.
And I see a difference. Sure. I definitely want to ask you about meditation, because I do guided meditation mm-hmm. twice a day. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. Sometimes I fall asleep. Often I do. And I've been told, you know, that's not really meditating. You really need to just be doing breathing and sitting up straight and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that.
Well, definitely sleeping is not meditating.
Right.
However, a lot of people, you know, I teach mindfulness meditation courses, and a lot of people use meditation as a way to sleep because sleep is so necessary and a lot of us can't sleep. So it's not a bad thing to use a guided meditation or to meditate in any other way and fall asleep. Mm-hmm. In general, meditation involves falling awake. Mm-hmm. In other words,
In
other words, just being quietly alert and allowing yourself to be in that state of non-reactivity. Because one of the problems with people who want to learn to meditate, and the reason that I love our course, is that they think somehow magically they're going to sit down, meditate, their mind's going to get quiet, everything's going to go away, some kind of blissful experience is going to happen, and then they'll relieve all their stress.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, and, yeah. And you know what? But so you're kind of talking about monkey mind, correct?
Right, exactly.
Yeah, monkey mind. I got it. Okay.
The one that's very busy all the time because we lead busy lives, for sure.
But it does. It is such a stimulant, or maybe that's not even the right word. It's just a calming to just stop. And stop and
it trains you to stop so that when you're in other situations, you've learned how to not react. You're not as impulsive.
Well, yeah, because it's actually when people start meditating, it's not so calming. And so that's why most people don't continue to meditate. They take a little course. They do a weekend seminar and they say, okay, I'm going to go home and meditate. They sit down. Their brain gets busy. They get agitated. They start itching. And they say, oh, I'm no good at this. I'm going to do flotation tank therapy and
relax.
That's
why I like guided meditation. Because I have the patience for that.
Right. Well, and that's everybody can find the way that gives them ease and equanimity and peace in their own way.
Exactly.
What I like about our course is that We don't teach meditation as a technique that immediately brings you peace in the sense that you're going to sit down and your mind will clear. In fact, we acknowledge that that's kind of an illusion. That's what people would like, but that's kind of like saying I'd like to own a gym membership, and but I'm not going to go to the gym.
And have somebody go for me,
right?
Right?
Exactly.
You know, I do want to remind anybody that's just joining us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. So glad that you are starting your day, waking up with us here in a positive way. We're talking with Audrey Walzer. We're talking about Camarillo Yoga Center. And in fact, I do want to give out our phone number here. This is the number that you need to have by your side all the time, 805-419-0008. 419-0008. What are we going to give away today? That was so nice of you. 1 month.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Tell everybody.
I think a month of unlimited yoga classes is a great way to come and try all our classes.
Yeah, definitely.
And because also when you walk into a yoga class for the first time, even though our classes are not someone standing up front and calling out a bunch of poses and a bunch of people going ahead to really loud music, we teach, we walk around, we help. But just by the very nature of any physical activity, you're going to feel a little uncomfortable the first time because you don't know where your feet go.
I love your honesty because really what you're saying is there's no quick fix. And anything worth being great at or practicing takes practice.
It does.
And I think a lot of times, you know, people think it's going to happen overnight. And nothing happens overnight. Anything great does not happen overnight.
Right. And you know, this is the whole nature of our society. Everything is speeding up. We don't like that there's 6 questions at the ATM machine and we get annoyed and we get irritated. Like some magical thing should say life should always be the way we think it should be and there shouldn't be those 6 questions. So our irritation level is high, mm-hmm. our patience level is low, and what yoga does and what meditation do is they bring you into a safe space to deal with a little bit of discomfort. And to learn to be uncomfortable
because
with
life
equanimity.
Happens, correct?
Because life happens.
And I always tell my clients, just learn how to be comfortable in that person's discomfort or your discomfort or, you know, being comfortable in your discomfort.
Yeah, there you go.
Sure.
Now, do you think yoga is really for everyone?
And that's a huge thing. Not only is it for everyone, because I get a lot of people who come to me and say, well, I'd like to do yoga, but I'm not flexible. That's the number one thing I hear. And the problem is that they've only seen images in the media of girls in white leotard doing these pretzely things, moving really quickly, and they think, well, I can never do that. And what I try to explain is that yoga isn't a thing in itself that you're going to become good at. It's a tool that you use.
Oh, I love how you put that.
Right, to balance out everything else you do. So, for example, a bicyclist said to me, well, I don't need to do yoga. I ride my bike for exercise. And what I try to explain is that yoga isn't simply an exercise form, particularly if it's taught in a way that emphasizes biomechanics and alignment and works more personally rather than just another workout routine. And so if you ride a bike, your hips are going to get tight. It's repetitive motion exercise. I know you're going to have Sue Hitzman on.
Well, she's been on before. Yeah.
Right. And she's going to be on again, yeah?
Not today.
Oh, okay. But, yeah. Yes, but another time. But she and I think very much alike. We use foam rollers. We use yoga therapy balls in our classes because what we're looking to do is balance the body, not just provide another exercise form. Mm. So I went to an orthopedic conference a few years ago, and the head orthopedist said, well, ever since everyone's walking for exercise, cardiologist business way down. Orthopedic business way up.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because walking is a repetitive exercise. So our bodies really are not meant to do only one thing. Our bodies are built to be wild. We're meant to throw spears to get our food, not to push a shopping cart at Vaughn's. We're not meant to sit in a desk all day with our hands on computer keys. We're meant to run. We're meant to swing. We're meant to dig. We're meant to lift. But because we have such
24/7 jobs, right? And life happens.
And we have so many creature comforts,
right?
And things, machines to do things for us, that we're literally losing our physicality completely.
Wow.
So if any of your listeners think at this moment, have I lifted my arms above my head today, this morning, yet?
Wow. Right? That's a great point.
So we live in bodies that are designated by what we sit in, what we drive. We don't move all of the range of motions our body has, and then we're surprised.
It's funny, because when I have to, like, clean up something,
sure,
I'm not always
sure.
Cleaning. Someone kind of helps every other week, and I'm brooming something. I'm like, oh, this is tiring.
Right, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, I'm not used to doing this.
And it's the exertion of not doing, you know, like you just said, like, let's just raise our hands. If you're sitting there, raise your hands right now and really stretch. And that's what yoga is all about, right?
Right.
I want to talk about all the programs that you have over at Camarillo Yoga Center.
Sure. So our slogan is yoga is for everybody, which is...
love that. Everybody.
That's
Did you
cute.
Get that,
yeah,
Sherry?
Right.
Okay.
Again, because people say, well, I'm overweight or I'm too old. I can't do this. And so, again, they're picturing, you know, young women. So we have baby yoga and infant massage for 5-week-olds.
I love it.
Where moms actually, a lot of moms are a little bit nervous about even holding their babies. So where they learn to work with their babies, to connect with them through touch. We have programs for families. We have programs for teen girls. Teen girls, incredibly stressed right now, maybe more so than ever, I think, because they're all so busy. So one of the main things we do in our teen girls class is mindfulness and stress reduction. And then our classes are
Is it just for teens?
It's just for teens,
Oh,
yes.
That's fabulous.
Right now, just for teen girls, but maybe down the road, teen boys, too. And then all of our adult classes are actually broken into levels. Not that your class is level one is worse than level four, but it says that when you're in a body that is older or that has an injury or maybe hasn't exercised for a while, you shouldn't be in the same class as a 20-year-old athlete. You should be in a class where you can allow yourself to go at the pace you need to go and have the kind of attention and the kind of practices that will benefit you.
I love it. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking from the 805. We're talking with Audrey Walzer. We're talking about Camarillo Yoga Center. I know that you have this amazing article that was in Westways. We all get that in our mail, the AAA. And the Nervous Newbie. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, they just called me because... I guess the writer of the article saw our Best Of award, and they were looking for yoga destinations in Southern California. And I mentioned to her that I thought it would be a good idea to talk about yoga for regular people, which is why she called the article Yoga for Everybody. Right? And to show that what she wanted me to talk about was if you're first going to your yoga class. And I recommended that you not attend a flow class, so a follow-along class, but instead a class where people are actually going to teach you. If you ask them why you're doing something, then they can actually tell you, well, we're doing this because it helps to release your rotator cuff, as opposed to, well, that's the way we do it, or that's what I was always taught. In a place where you feel like you're not having to just guess at what you're doing, but you're actually being taught, and where you feel safe. You're not pushed or forced into anything.
So I, with leading into that, I know that your mindful meditation classes are completely full, and I know that you're looking for some new places and new other times and stuff like that. But I do want to tell everybody about that because they have been so popular also.
They really have. I feel very gratified because mindfulness is a tool that everyone can use. We have people who've just had a spouse die. We've had people who deal with OCD or chronic illness. And then we have people who are just busy executives that really need to find some stress reduction. So,
and, you know, I want to give out your website again because you have a lot of testimonials on there. Give that out for everybody.
Sure. It's www.camarilloyoga.com. And there's a mindfulness page with a lot of information about mindfulness so that you can read some articles about the scientific research that's been done, recognizing that this kind of meditation is not a religion. People sometimes a little bit nervous about that, but it's science-based.
Is it the Jon Kabat-Zinn program?
It's similar to MBSR, mindfulness-based stress reduction, but I kind of expanded on it because I studied that, and there's more. So within a 9-week course, we cover the basics of mindfulness-based stress reduction. We also talk about emotional resilience, dealing with your emotions under stress, dealing with
Wonderful.
Triggers in your life, those kinds of
things.
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's pretty amazing. Yeah. I can't wait for your next class to start. Leave us with a tip, something that all of our listeners can really use in their everyday life that can really just make a difference.
I think that if I could think of one thing, it would be to develop a relationship with your breath.
Oh, that's a big one.
Right.
Some people don't even breathe all day. I mean, it sounds crazy,
right?
But really just to be acknowledging that you're taking a deep breath, and a deep breath, correct?
Well, actually, I'll kind of change that a little bit. As opposed to a deep breath, which actually raises anxiety, raises your blood pressure, I would say a slow belly breath.
Mm.
Because when we breathe deeply, we tend to tense our shoulders and suck our belly in.
Like I just did.
Right.
Yeah. That was a perfect example.
So if you, for example, put your hands on your ribs and on your belly, and then when you inhaled, you expanded your belly gently like a balloon without forcing it out, and just feel that you're breathing down into your gut, into your organs, into that enteric nervous system that gets so gripped up for all of us. And really look at that as your home. And it takes a while. It's not like, because most of us breathe very shallowly. So it takes a little while to learn to make friends with your breath. But in the fall, we're actually going to have Learn to Breathe classes at Camarillo Yoga.
I love it. You've thought of everything. Give out the phone number there so everybody can get
805-484-8810. Lots of information on our website.
And they're just so practical. All your classes are so practical. I love it.
I know. Yeah. I got to get over there. I'm like, I've been putting it off like the rest of the world, but I'm going.
Just when you're busy is when you need it the most.
And that's really such a great reminder. Again, we are giving away 1 month of unlimited yoga for you, and that is with Audrey Walzer, and that is at Camarillo Yoga Center. And again, that can be yours. All you have to do is call right now, 805-419-0008. 805-419-0008. And again, stay with us because we've got Winchester Grill and Saloon going to talk about, they've got a wine pairing dinner and they've got the winemakers there. That's Thursday, April 9th at 6:30. We've got more information about that. So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
When it comes to traditions, Somas Nut House comes to mind. Nuts, candies, trail mix, dried fruit, and gift baskets are affordable for all your needs. Also perfect for your corporate clients. Available online and can be shipped anywhere in the U.S. at www.somasnuthouse.com. Somas Nut House is a landmark in Ventura County and was founded by Stephen Resnick and his parents. Grandma Resnick is now 100 years young, and she continues to provide input to grandchildren, Rebecca and Jeremy, as they carry on this family tradition at Somas Nut House, located at 4475 Los Angeles Avenue, right off the 118 in Somas. Call Somas Nut House at 1-800-266-NUTS. That's 1-800-266-NUTS. That's right. Everyone needs nuts in their life. Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events. Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com. And check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KPTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And Audrey, that was awesome. I feel so relaxed already, don't you, Sherry?
I do, and I'm going to sign up for a course she's talking about in the fall.
Yeah, there you go.
She has many things way before fall.
Yeah, no, I need to get over there and get some yoga. I'm telling you, you know, it's right there. So again, I'm so excited to be a part of that. We just had J.R. Ford and also Catherine Watsuit. Is that, did I say it right?
Watsuit.
Okay. From Scott Sellers, winemakers, and at Winchester's Grill and Saloon, this coming Thursday, the April 9th, right, 2 weeks from now, we have a dinner, and it's 6:30. We want you to be a part of this great dinner. And JR, thank you so much for joining me here today, and tell us a little bit about yourself and your restaurant. And this is your first one, right?
This is our first winemaker dinner.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you so much for having us on, Kim.
Absolutely,
really appreciate it.
Yeah,
the first winemaker dinner, and really a great synergy that we've had with Scott Sellers. They are a true boutique winery, Santa Barbara County. Very small production, but very good quality wines. So we've done very well with some of their wines already at the restaurant.
So people are already loving it. And and Catherine, tell us a little bit about your wine. How did you get started?
So we're in Lompoc, and Peter, the winemaker, was the winemaker here in Ventura for about 6 years at Leeward Winery, and I'm his outside sales rep, the only one that he has, and we've, you know, got really good coverage in Ventura, and we do some special events like this, a couple of them a year.
Perfect. Well, I can't wait for this. This is going to be so much fun. So, JR, tell us a little bit about Winchester's Grill and Saloon and what we're going to expect.
Well, Winchester's has been around, it's going to be 19 years in May. Kind of one of the first at the rebirth, the regenesis of downtown. We've been known as a kind of casual theme steakhouse, chicken, burgers, that kind of fair. We also have a very large draft beer selection. We have over 40 draft beers.
I've tasted all your beers over at
You have not tasted them all.
You're absolutely right. I tasted a few of them, and really good beers too. So that's you've got a lot of big selection over there. So
We do, and that's probably a little bit more than we're more for that than our wine selection, but we do have a really good wine selection.
Bringing the wine in. And so what is the pairing going to be? What are you going to be having?
So we've got some interesting stuff coming up. We've got it's a four-course menu. We are going to start with a nice little crab cake on a bed of baby greens.
Sweet.
And we're pairing that with the Scott Cellars Cuvée Blanc, which is a Santa Barbara blend wine. It's, Catherine, what is it, about 89%?
89% Pinot Blanc and 11% Chardonnay.
You know what? I'm not one of those wine drinkers that like know my wine. So I love dinners like this where they kind of tell you what goes with what and they explain it as you're drinking it. And I think it's just so important to, you know, I mean, to kind of get to know the background of each
Absolutely.
Wine.
And that's what Peter, the winemaker, he's going to be at the event.
Yeah.
He couldn't make it with us today, but he's going to be at the event not only explaining the wines themselves, explaining why they pair well with the foods. And he's just got a ton of stories from his years in the winemaking business.
I love it.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Very good. All right, so what else?
Second course is going to be our venison stuffed mushrooms. Now, this is an item that is on our regular menu. It's our signature appetizer that we've done well with for many years. We're pairing that with their Sand Dune Sangiovese. That's a White Hawk Vineyard Sangiovese that they make. The third course is elk Florentine meatballs.
Ooh.
This is something we're making special for this event. That's going to be served on a bed of rosemary yams with a port reduction sauce.
Okay.
And then the final.
Love yams, so I'm all right there. Yeah, I love it.
Final is our Chateau Cut top sirloin. That is an item that we do have on the menu. Chateau Cut, a lot of people aren't familiar with that. There's one small little piece in the center of each top sirloin.
With the most juice and the tastiest,
it's just the most
right?
tender
there you go.
Piece of that muscle. We get that, and that's going to be served with our garlic mashed potatoes and a little sautéed mushroom and onion.
Does that sound delicious? So, you know, JR, first of all, I'm so excited because guess what? We've got a pair of tickets to this dinner that
Absolutely.
You guys have shared with our show here on the Kim Pagano Show. And let's give out our phone number again right now. I told you to keep that number right next to you, 805-419-0008. Those tickets can be yours, and we are going to give those away. So call in right now, and we're going to take lots of callers so we can make sure that we get the word out. But if they don't win, where do they go?
Okay, they can get tickets. Tickets are $59.95
okay.
for a four-course, four-sample dinner. They can be purchased at Winchester's, or you can call the restaurant directly at 805-653-7446.
Say it again.
805-653-7446 to purchase tickets. And one other thing that I haven't mentioned yet.
Oh.
Peter from Scott Cellars has agreed to all the wines that we're going to be sampling are going to be available for purchase at a discount to what the wine
They're going to be
wine
okay,
store.
Perfect.
Prices.
And then Catherine just told us that you're actually going to do a raffle, right? One bottle of wine that's going to be raffled off.
Yeah, we will raffle that off during the course of the dinner, and so that will be, right in the middle of the dinner.
Okay, perfect. Well, it sounds like a great event. Again, this is over at Winchester's Grill and Saloon, and that is Thursday, April 9th, right? It starts at 6:30.
Exactly.
And again, oh my God, the dinner sounds amazing. And so is this something that you're going to start probably doing and is this
yeah
something?
Like I said this is our first one, but we're gonna start looking at other wine dinners and possibly some beer pairing dinners as well.
Farm to table, this is kind of the way life's going now, and I love that you know, we're kind of getting back to really just dining and enjoying our dinner and our meals and learning about it, so
and keeping it local.
There you go. Keeping it local.
Absolutely,
that's what it's all about.
Anybody wants any further information about Winchester's or our menu, you can see our full menu at our website, which is winchestersgrill.com. That's Winchester's with an S, winchestersgrill.com. And there's connections both to our menu and to this event.
Perfect. I'm going to put it on our newsletter, too. So anybody out there that definitely check our newsletter because you'll be seeing it on there. You can link to where you can get tickets if you don't win. But again, call right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And Catherine, I know you wanted to take one more thing.
I was just going to say that last year we did an event with Winchester's at the fair, and we won for best wine and best wine and food pairing.
Oh, okay. Food pairing. So glad. I love food pairings. They're really fun, and what a great night. And thank you so much for sharing it with our show.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us on.
You got it. Tom, we are at the end of our show. Audrey, thank you so much for being a guest here on our show and for everything that you do with the Kim Pagano Show.
Well, thank you, Kim, because you really do provide the brighter side of the 805.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Sherry, Tom, JR. I'm so glad that you guys were able to be a part of this. And, of course, we end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Beauty isn't about being perfect. It's about celebrating your individuality. And with that, I want to remind you of our 2 o'clock show right here, 2 to 3. And again, thank you so much, and go do what you love doing. I hope to see you at all these amazing events. And again, thank you for showing up here on The Brighter Side of Life, The Kim Pagano Show.
NJ Holt is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, digital infrared thermal imaging is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Westlake Village, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit tiofsc.com.
DeVall Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With 2 residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai and 2 partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.